from the Mercy One studio.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.
Good morning, friends. John Leonetti in the Morning. I am Jimmy Olsen filling in for John. We're doing a best of for John, or as Dr. Ray would say, the least of the worst, something like that is what we're doing this morning. It is 7 o'clock. It is 29. Good morning. Getting everything rolling on this morning. You're listening to Iowa Catholic Radio. We're broadcasting from the Mercy One studio at 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. You can also listen to us anytime online at iowacatholicradio.com, as well as the Iowa Catholic Radio app. And on that app, there's also a music station that goes 24/7 that you can listen to anytime you want. So again, we've got a lot of great interviews that we'll be sharing that John has done over the past couple months as he's taken an extra day to make that trek back from Oregon. I believe he's taken the trail, so, you know, using the horses, it's taken him a little longer. Put yourself in program.
That Conestoga wagon will make it.
Live radio, you gotta love it. So yeah, lots of things. So myself, Jimmy Olsen, and Deacon Tony, we're gonna do our best to get through the day. So Deacon Tony.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today, so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
But Mark's still here, aren't you, Mark?
I like that title, The Least of the Worst of, Dr. Ray. I like that. That's about what today is going to be, I think.
Our business manager, Brian Sweeney, always makes a comment to that because it's always, you know, it's always pretty funny. So, you know.
It is. And it's how true today, John being gone, best of show, Jimmy and Deacon Tony in the studio, and yours truly here trying to muddle through all this. Love it.
And that's pretty much how it is. We're muddling all the way over here. I'm going to tell you, it's almost like Jingle Bells.
It is. Are you taking requests on the music side? I was going to ask you that the other day.
On the Christmas stuff that we're doing at night, or the actual music station?
Yeah,
I mean, either one. Yeah, because, you know, as of right now, at least for the first of the year, we're doing all Christmas music, 7 to midnight on Iowa Catholic Radio. And then, of course, on weekends. I mean, and we've actually been getting some feedback. People are really enjoying that. And then, you know, starting the 20th, we'll go all Christmas through the end of the year. So, you know, it is the season.
So, Jimmy, if somebody has a Christmas request song, they can text it on our text line.
They could.
Hold the station. And
absolutely.
You get it in the rotation. You would put it in the rotation.
Yeah. So you can always text those requests in to 515-223-1150, and we will certainly do what we can to get those in.
All right.
Yeah, we try to make it pretty easy, no matter what people say.
That is easy. I like that.
So what do you got for us, Mark? I know it's going to be another gorgeous day.
It is. Get out and enjoy. Tomorrow's going to change a little bit, but we're going to have dry conditions all the way through the weekend. That's even better.
Yes.
If you want to be outdoors. But currently at the Mercy One studio in Des Moines, clear skies, 29 degrees, as you mentioned earlier, Jimmy. Southeast wind at 5 miles per hour. That feels like temperature a little chilly at 22 degrees. And from the WHO TV Channel 13 weather desk, and Megan Selwa, our meteorologist there, saying today we'll have mostly sunny skies, dry conditions, and a high of 54 degrees. Southwest winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, increasing clouds and the wind shifting from the north, overnight low of 28 degrees. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and much cooler, a high of 37 degrees. And on the weekend, looking pretty good. Saturday and Sunday. Saturday be very windy, partly cloudy, a high of 47 degrees. And Sunday, partly cloudy, dry, high of 50 degrees. Well, in the news on this Thursday morning, for the first time in Iowa's history, there are more than 2 million people registered to vote here in the state of Iowa heading into the general election year. Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pape says right now there are over 2 million Iowans registered to vote. As for how those people are registered, Pate says more than 743,000 of those over 2 million voters don't claim a political party. Now, he says just over 640,000 are registered as Republicans, and just under 614,000 are registered as Democrats here in the state of Iowa. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Yesterday in AHL hockey, San Antonio defeated the second-place Iowa Wild by the score of 5-1 down in San Antonio, Texas. Last night, men's college basketball in a non-conference game, Iowa State defeated UMKC 79-61 up at Hilton Coliseum in Ames. Iowa State men now 5-3 on the season. Last night, women's college basketball, part of the Big Ten ACC Challenge, the Iowa Hawkeyes improved their record to 6-2 as they defeated Clemson 74-60 at Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. Well, today, actually this morning, the Drake Bulldogs in women's basketball are home. They'll take on Waldorf College out of Forest City. They'll tip off at 11 o'clock at the Knapp Center in Des Moines. Tonight in women's college basketball in the Big 12, Iowa State at Alabama. They'll tip it off at 6 o'clock. And tonight, NFL Thursday Night Football, week 14 of the NFL beginning their week. Dallas Cowboys at the Chicago Bears. They'll kick off at 7:15, televised on Fox. Both teams with records of 6-6. And today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar. Boys swimming today, Dowling at Mason City at 5:30. And wrestling today, Dowling at Ottumwa. It'll be a triangular down there, Dowling, Ottumwa, and Waukee. And they'll wrestle at 5:30. And our next high school basketball broadcast will be tomorrow night right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Valley and Dowling in a high school girls and boys doubleheader. And we'll have our pregame show at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Girls tip off at 6:15. The boys to follow at 7:45. So join me for the broadcast tomorrow night from the Dowling Gym, Dowling and Valley, here on Iowa Catholic Radio, high school girls and boys basketball. Once again, from the Mercy One studio in Des Moines, currently it is mostly clear skies, 29 degrees, a southeast wind at 5 miles per hour. And today, mostly sunny, dry conditions, a high of 54 degrees here in central Iowa. We'll have southwest winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Thursday morning. John Leonetti Show coming up. Jimmy Olson, he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Not too bad as we're getting things started off this morning. Running about 7 minutes as usual at this time as you're heading in from the West Mixer to downtown on 235. 7 minutes as well from the East Mixer to downtown. There is a accident, 2nd Avenue at Northwest 52nd Street. So use caution in that area. Thanks to Builder Ken Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Ken has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio. Is 7:07. Good morning. Again, going to be a mostly sunny one today, a high 54. It is 29 now, and Deacon Randy Keel normally on at this time, but being a best of with John Leonetti, we are going to go back to a prior conversation that John had with Deacon about friendship a couple months ago.
Let's go to our next guest of the day. You know him here, Deacon Randy Keel. Good morning, Deacon.
Good morning, John.
I like the beard.
Oh, hey, thank you.
Look at this thing here.
It's a sign of grace.
I like it. Are we going to keep this going?
I don't know. You know, I did it as Chesterton when we did the play last spring, and I sort of kept it as a souvenir.
Yeah, I like it,
man. The
play
was over. I kept the beard.
Well, it's a little bit thicker than normal, I see, and I like that. I think I can't wear mine that like that. I just can't, but you can, my friend. You're pulling it off. Let's talk about friendship today.
I want to talk about friendship. I remember back when I was in graduate school.
You don't need any setup, do you?
No.
You're ready to go.
I just jump.
You're just ready to go.
It's on the, because I live on the edge of the
I'm ready to set you up, and you just take off. I love it. Go ahead.
Fly, eagle, fly.
That's right.
So, anyway, I remember back in graduate school when they talked about loneliness. You know, what would you do as a therapist if someone came into you and said, well, my problem is the reason I'm here is loneliness. And I remember one woman raised her hand, and this was quite a surprise because April, quote unquote, she knew all the answers in our graduate school. So she raised her hand, and her answer was, we'd refer them. And the teacher said, well, you couldn't be more correct if you weren't a therapist. But as a therapist, you couldn't be more incorrect.
Wow.
Because loneliness is one of the deepest underlying psychological struggles inside of our mental health. And so when we look at Jesus setting himself up for us as a friend, he knew what he was ministering to. Perhaps the soul inside of us is in a sense of crave, a state of crave for this connection, because Jesus referred to himself as a friend when he future prophesied his own death, when he said, "Greater love has no man than this, then he would lay down his life for a friend," in John 15. So he's talking to us about, this is the level of friendship that I offer to you. Now I want to set the stage here, John.
Sure.
So this is just, in this time when Jesus was alive, this is just 200 and so, not quite 300 years since the death of Aristotle. And in the Greek world, philosophers, I mean, their knowledge was almost iconic, right? Their knowledge was almost godlike. And Aristotle had done a phenomenal teaching on the value and the significance of friendship. And I want to give you just a teeny snippet of it. Aristotle taught that there were three levels of friendship. First level was utility. Basically, I'm of utility to you, you're of utility to me. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll take care of your bee stings, you take care of my bee stings. Those kind of things.
Seems pretty surface level.
Exactly, very surface, but it has a place. The second level was that which we share in commonality. And so when in Rome, do as the Romans, when in Greek, do as the Grecians. But also, if you're wealthy, stay with the wealthy. If you're poor, stay with the poor. That was their philosophy. So stay with those that you share life in common with. The third level was those relationships for the basic goodness and most fundamental goodness of self-sacrifice. And Aristotle's teaching said he wasn't sure if there really was such a friendship that existed.
Hmm.
So this is 200 years hence that, 200 years from that, Jesus himself is talking about the level of the greatness of a friendship. There's greater love that no friend would ever have than he would lay down his life. He's speaking to that number third level, because Aristotle also said, if it does exist, it's extremely rare.
Yeah.
Giving himself the out that possibly it does exist. But then here we have Christ saying to himself, I'm that friend. I'm that friend. And I think back also to the hymn, and I don't know that we sing it as Catholics. I don't know. It's old in my brain, okay?
Yeah.
So it might go back to my Protestant era, but what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. Oh, what privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Okay, but when I listen to that, I almost hear level one. You know, we say, oh, you know, take it to the cross. We don't want to use them as a level one. Take our burdens to the cross, dump it at the foot of the cross. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. And run like the Dickens and run away.
Yeah.
No, we're to stay there in a state of number three with him. That's our sense of self-sacrifice. Because what are we sacrificing? We're sacrificing our human pride. We're sacrificing our own sense of what we value as our dignity. And we're saying, for your sake, I lay down my life back for you, Lord. How can I be of service
to
you?
This is almost kind of like a holy friendship, right?
It's a holy friendship. It's a friendship that just is similar to the graces that come within the sacrament of marriage. We kind of can't do, and I watch it all the time through my office as a marriage counselor, the way we do marriage without the graces of Christ through the sacrament and the way we do marriage with the graces of Christ would be similar to the way we do friendship on an earthly level. Like, we're not getting much deeper than Facebook sometimes in life, as compared to the friendship of life sacrifice that Jesus offers us.
So how do we begin that friendship with Jesus, that third level?
I think the third level, I mean, that is partly the invitation of prayer. That when we sit, it's like if I sit before my best friend or a close friend or a developing friendship and say, I want to bear my soul to you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you about who I am. I want to tell you about how I am and how can I be here for you. Versus, if I imagine going to a friend and say, I want to tell you about who I am, I want to tell you about how I am, and I want to tell you how I need you to be here for me.
Yeah.
Whoa, we just turned the table on that friendship. So I want to kind of give a little compelling message today. Say, for the sake of our friendship with Jesus Christ, and I love the warmth of friendship also, because I sometimes think universally, sort of our Catholic Church, we are sort of cold people. I just want to kind of say that a little bit, you know. Here comes winter.
We're familiar with that,
you know. We're sort of a cold people because our main focus isn't fellowship.
Yeah.
As formerly I used to know in another sect of life. You know, I think I've been most religions except for a couple. I haven't tried Buddhism or Mormonism yet either. But being around, our main emphasis isn't fellowship. Our main emphasis emphasis is the worship of our Savior through our sacraments. So I understand that. But when I think about our sense of friendship with Jesus, it's not one that's kind of common on people's mind. We think of Christ and what he did for us. But let's go further to number three and say, and what is it that you ask of me to do? How do you need me as your friend now, Jesus Christ? How do you need me as your friend today? What is it that you need from me? I am open to that. I'm a vessel. I pour myself out before you for that.
And I feel like if we get that right, or work at it, I mean, it's never going to be perfect.
As we offer ourselves over to that.
Yeah.
Yes.
That we start to develop that or cultivate that sense of holy friendship with each other.
Yes,
exactly. But we got to start, it seems to me we got to start with Jesus.
We need to. And also, I would even add, separating the thought of, and as we fail with that, my friend, as I fail you, listen to the surrender of that, because Jesus knew in the eyes of man, he was failing man. In the eyes of man, and yet he continued pouring himself out as a drink offering for the sake of our salvation. And so even sometimes we'd say to our friend, even as I fail you, I come before you, and how can I love on you today? Now let's bring that inside of our home. Let's bring that to our marriage. Let's bring that to our children. Say, as I serve you, as I offer you my deepest friendship, let alone the levels of friendship that we have outside of our home.
Deacon Randy Keel, we're talking about friendship with Jesus. I got about 4 minutes left,
yes.
But I want to hit on our mental health here because, you know, I don't know about you, but I feel like, you know, for me, when it comes to friendship, I need that in order to stay sane and healthy mentally, but all the more so friendship with Jesus.
Yes.
What does that do for my mental health as you are a counselor?
When we think about people, we love friendship, and yet we have some trepidation about it because nothing hurts us more in life than people. Life can wear us down, but people can bruise us. And we've all been bruised at times by people maybe that we thought were our close friends, or people that maybe we were at a level three of trying to offer us, but they were at a level one and we end up feeling used by people. So those wounds that we have from friendship, they have a tendency to affect us in a way that we call isolation. And we say, never going to do that again. Gave up on friends, gave my friends up for Lent 1 year, never went back, you know, because I don't want any more wounds. Oh, now wait, let's back up. Let's remember that our friendship through Jesus as our mediator, we offer ourselves over, not just, hey, I'm here, wound me, but also we are redemptive creatures. God created the human being, not the cow, not the snake, and not anything else, not the fish, not the birds of the air. He created the human available for redemption. So as we are wounded by someone, what are we available for? Forgiveness. So without forgiveness, our mental health crashes, John.
Yeah.
It just crashes. And so we could say on some level, you know, that the love that Christ offered when he laid down his life, there's the beautiful picture of forgiveness. How do I offer friendship? How do I offer forgiveness over to my friends, my family members, my loved ones, whoever that is, or for the sake of loved ones, which is everyone, without the essence of friendship? That means, folks, that we are available for bruising.
And in a very real way,
versus running from wounds.
In our family, in so far as we don't get to choose them.
We don't get to choose them.
And so there are numerous opportunities for forgiveness and opportunities for redemption that we can experience. Hopefully we are experiencing.
And I see far too much isolation, let alone family alienation, from divorce as well as from just broken families. But also I see it, the main thing is that someone's been hurt. When I think of how many people have even left our Catholic Church or left the faith, when I talk with them about that, so why'd you leave? You know what it comes back to, John? It comes back to a wound. And they felt wounded by their mother church. And they don't realize, okay, this is where we're called to be forgivers back. And we've got to offer ourselves over as forgiveness, as ones who forgive the injuries we've experienced, even from our home church, just like a family goes through. It's not without wounds. It's through the wounds that we are forgiven and that we offer ourselves over as forgivers for the sake of Christ.
More than anything, it's difficult to do this on our own. That's why Deacon has dedicated his life to doing what he does and walking with many different people throughout, how many years?
28 years.
28 years as a counselor.
Almost 70,000 hours. We're getting close to 70.
My goodness. Practicing psychotherapy and counseling in Central Iowa. Cardia Counseling with a K. Cardia Counseling. Randy Keel. It's always a treat, man. You always bring it.
Glad to be with you.
Thanks for coming on, Deacon. Deacon Randy.
It is 719 in Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. Listen anytime at iowacatholicradio.com or on the Iowa Catholic Radio app. Jimmy Olson in for John Leonetti as we are doing a best of this morning. Myself and Deacon Tony trying to keep the reins held today. Again, 719, going to be a mostly sunny one today, a high of 54, down to 28 for a low tonight. It is 29 now, and we want to thank Golden Rule PHC. They provide residential plumbing services in Des Moines, and you'll only want to trust plumbers with the experience that ensures an excellent job each time. GoldenRulePHC.com, 888-203-5401. Thank you, Bless Me International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Bless Me International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmeinternational.org. That's blessmeinternational.org.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides tuition assistance for families to send their kids to our Catholic schools and 65% Iowa tax credits for you. Give to ctoiowa.org.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494. Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
We are grateful for your prayer and financial support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi, this is Tony Calumet. Would you consider a year-end tax-deductible gift? You have until December 31st for your gift to be used on your 2019 tax return. You can give online at iowacatholicradio.com, through the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, and from the staff, Merry Christmas from Iowa Catholic Radio.
This is going to be a glorious unfolding.
722 at Iowa Catholic Radio from the Mercy One studio. Broadcasting 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM. Online anytime at iowacatholicradio.com or on the Iowa Catholic Radio app. Not going to be a bad day at all. Mostly sunny. 54 for that high. Down to 28 for tonight. So, you know, kind of like that option of when you wear the coat and when you take the coat off. We are sitting at 29 now. Jimmy Olson in for John Leonetti this morning. Myself and Deacon Tony trying to get through a best of. Or as, you know, Dr. Ray would say, the least of the best of, or the least of the worst of, whatever it is.
This is fun. It's a nice change of pace for us.
Yeah, it's some kind of change. We do want to thank R&R Realty for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the morning. R&R Realty helps solve your commercial real estate needs by establishing long-term relationships built on trust, exceptional customer service, and added value. Online at rrrealty.com. That might be the wrong. Let's try that again. Let me point again. Right? Ready, Deacon Tony? Okay, and?
Hang on. The mouse moved.
The mouse moved. Well, you know, it's always the computer's fault. It happens. That sounds a little better. You know, their song almost sounds Christmassy. It's like time for the season. Julie Nelson, Catholic Women Now. How are you, Julie?
I'm doing well, Jimmy and Tony. It is great listening to the two of you today.
I just fired my finger.
Did you?
It hit the wrong button.
Did it go start your car for you? As your car started.
That's right.
So what do you have for us today on Catholic Women Now, Julie?
Okay, so we have Carrie Grass. She's been on our show before. She's she's writing a ton of books right now. But she has put together a book with three of her friends called Theology of Home, Finding the Eternal in the Everyday. And the whole idea of the book, it's a beautiful coffee table book, but the whole idea of the book, too, is that our homes are our sanctuary. And we as women can have, we have this great gift that we can bring beauty and calm and peace into our homes, and for our family to find rest, and also for guests to come in and to open our homes to that. And some of us aren't able to go out and, you know, do church things or things like that, but we can bring people into our home and invite them in and have as guests, and in a way bring that beauty and that love of God through our home, through the atmosphere of our home, through the decor, and how we create our homes. And the eternal home part of this is preparing us for our eternal home, which of course is heaven. So she's got a philosophy degree, and she kind of brings that into this book in a nice easy manner. And so we're excited to talk to her about this.
Well, sounds like it's a lot of fun. That's going to happen at 9 o'clock this morning, Catholic Women Now. If you missed that, you can always catch them on podcast at iowacatholicradio.com. Julie, thank you very much. We'll see you here in just a couple hours.
Yes, looking forward to it, Jimmy. Okay.
All right. Again, 7:26 at Iowa Catholic Radio, 11:50 a.m., 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM. Jimmy Olsen for John Leonetti as we're doing a best of this morning. I do want to remind you, Ud Feedem and Iowa Catholic Radio, we present Father John Ricardo. Going to be here Saturday night. Looking forward to that. The Grand Ballroom at the Iowa Event Center. Tickets are still available. Also, the premiere of The Veil Removed for that. So if you want to get details for all that, you can find it at iowacatholicradio.com. It's just a click away. It's not bad at all. We continue the best of. I believe it's Gary Zimak, right? All right.
Speaking of sanctity, speaking of saints, Gary Zimak. Hey, Gary.
Hey, John. Wow, that's quite an introduction.
Doesn't get much better.
Oh, man. Oh, hey, listen, we're all called to be saints, right?
Amen. Amen. You know, sometimes, John, I start to think that it's not possible. There's no way I could do it. And that's when my pride gets in the way, right? Yeah. The Lord can definitely work through any of us.
I think so. And, you know, especially those that are most broken, Gary. And yeah, that's oftentimes absolutely who you're speaking to in your work and what you're doing. You know, we're going at Jesus does not come to just get the those who are healed or those who are good well. He comes for the sick. And oftentimes what we talk about here on the show with you is anxiety and stress and people that are putting too much faith in themselves, and that in some ways can be sick.
Yeah, and John, that's me. I'm as broken and as weak as you can find, and that's what I was reflecting on that this morning in my prayers that that's the way that we open ourselves up to the Lord's grace, by admitting that. So every day I tell him, hey, Lord, I can't do anything without you. Please help me.
Now, I always put a little caveat here, always on our segments, that when we talk about anxiety, when we talk about stress, when we talk about all of this, number one, I want you to realize we're not just saying if you just believe or you just turn your life over to God, all that's going to go away. God gives us counselors, he gives us doctors, he gives us medication, he gives us good people to be able to help us along the way. And many people I know that are listening to this show are plugged into that, praise God, and I'm glad.
Mm-hmm.
But the foundation of all of this has to be our faith. That's what we have to lay the groundwork here with our faith, because listen, no human being, no medication is going to be able to do it all for us. That Christ Jesus is the one that comes into our life, that breaks into our life to be able to help us at our core. All right, now I got that caveat.
I'm glad you did, John. That's an important caveat. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Let's talk about Colossians 1:24.
It's a great verse. You know, let me just read it. This is the words of Saint Paul. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I complete what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is the church. John, on so many levels, what St. Paul is saying here is absolutely radical and troubling when we first listen to this. Rejoicing in suffering, the Christ's afflictions, his suffering was incomplete. What the heck is going on here? It's a radical verse.
Yeah. When we talk about his sufferings being incomplete, we are not saying that Christ Jesus' sufferings are incomplete in themselves. I think what St. Paul and what the Catholic understanding of this that we're talking about here is that it's incomplete because it doesn't involve you and me yet. We exactly. need to enter our lives into it. And until every human being does, then that's the completion.
And John, that's the key. That's the power of this verse. As a member of the body of Christ, you and I, we are called by Christ. We're given this great privilege of sharing in his suffering.
Yeah.
And as a result, helping him with his mission. That gives meaning to what you and I struggle with every day, even the little suffering. And there's nothing I can think of that could be worse than meaningless suffering. But as a part of our Catholic theology, we believe, where the Church teaches, that our suffering can be redemptive. When I offer up my suffering and unite it with the suffering of Christ, I can help the Lord in reaching out to other people and saving souls. I mean, John, that's incredible.
But why do I want to enter into that, Gary? I mean, I'm not a masochist. I don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
I want to run as far away as I can from it, I think, is the natural inclination.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too, John. I hate suffering. And if there's anything I could do to get away from it, I would do that. But the Lord loves us so much that he knows that we need help. We're broken. We want to depend on ourselves. We don't want to trust in him. We want to control our destinies. We want to take charge. Suffering reminds us that we are not in charge. And John, today, just quickly, this is a great day to reflect on an important topic or an important concept, that on this day we celebrate all the saints in heaven. Here's a reminder for anybody who is suffering. All of your suffering on earth will one day be over. So whatever you're going through right now, it will either be finished in this life or certainly in the next life. And John, I think when we look at it that way, when we look at suffering as being temporary, it makes it easier to take. And I think that's important, to look forward to what awaits us after we die.
Yeah, I think you're right. And you know, the fact of the matter is, friends, all of us are going to suffer. All of us have something that we're dealing with, or some things that are struggles and stresses in our life. Why not give those over to Jesus? You know, we're not asking for more. We're not masochists. We're
right.
not, you know, rejoicing
right.
in our sufferings, or we, you know, just looking for them. They just come naturally. I think anyone that's living is going through something or some things, as we said. So I think what Christ Jesus is calling us to do every day, hopefully, is to enter into the cross with those that he gives us, because the paradox of it is that's where the healing takes place, is in
yep.
Jesus. So
yep.
We do that today on this Feast of All Saints Day, and another reminder for us to become saints. Gary Zimak always comes on to be able to help us with that. Gary, you are going out and speaking. You're still leading, I know, parish missions as well. What's your website?
Yep, followingthetruth.com. And right now, John, give up worry for Lent. I'm going to do another round of those this Lent. I still have some openings. So
okay.
followingthetruth.com is the place.
Followingthetruth.com. Give up worry for Lent. Now's the time to book them. Gary, talk to you soon, brother. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
7:32 at Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, broadcasting from the Mercy One studio. You can also listen to us anytime online at iowacatholicradio.com or download the Iowa Catholic Radio app. On that app, you also have an option to listen to our all-music station, which runs 24/7. Jimmy Olsen and Deacon Tony trying to keep a hold of these reins for John this morning.
Yes, happy Thursday to everybody out there.
That's right. It is the best of the least worst of. I think I finally figured it out.
That's it.
Well,
that sounds good.
Write
that down.
All that goes to Dr. Ray, because that's what he always uses. We want to thank Bell Construction. Dean comes to your home or job to give a bid for your roofing needs. And when the job is done, Dean, the owner of Bell Construction, personally inspects your property to ensure the highest quality of work. Roofing for 30 years, 515-963-4494.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined." The Gospel of the Lord. Faith isn't just a passive virtue, it's active and about doing the will of our Heavenly Father as well. We do indeed nurture the faith that the Lord gives us by praying, attending Mass, reading Scripture, and so forth, so that we're like the wise man having built it solidly on rock. So, when challenges and opportunities arise, we'll act according to the faith that God gave us, because He expects a response, not just acquiescence.
Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to serve the people and communities who so generously support us. We try and find some way to give back every single month because we know everyone can use some help. Golden Rule is very thankful for all of our customers and your continued support of us. We would like to wish you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it with every job. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Thank you to Bose and the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? Hey, this is Tom Bose from Bose and the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bose. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or visit us at Bose.com.
Oh God, you're my deliverer, the one, who carries us.
7:35 on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. Online at iowacatholicradio.com or anywhere as well on the Iowa Catholic Radio app. We are broadcasting from the Mercy One studio. I'm Jimmy Olsen.
said the other one. Didn't
I almost did, and I have no clue why that even happened. It happens. Broadcasting from the Mercy One studio. We've got Mark Amadeo on the way, but first, Deacon Tony.
God our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Before we get to and sports with Mark Amadeo.
That's all right. We'll go ahead and go to Mark. I was just going to say, we'll wait a second, but that's all right. We'll do the sponsor later. What's up, Mark?
Good. Yeah, the least of the worst of, or something like that.
That's right. Yeah,
that's me. That's me. I fit right into that.
Well, you know, with Deacon and I doing this, that's pretty much what it turns into. So, you know.
So this isn't John Leonetti live today.
That's right. It is John Leonetti on, well, I guess we can't really say Memorex anymore. Now I guess we would call it MP3. Is it live or is it MP3?
Yeah.
For those MP3, of you that I just aged myself and know the commercials I'm talking about from the 80s.
Now I want to ask you, since you guys lined all this up, did Prediction Friday make the cut list for the least of the worst of?
It did not. You want to make up one?
Okay.
We can guess them all wrong and totally kill his.
No. Just want to be sure that didn't make the cut.
Well, it is a busy weekend this weekend. I know it's going to be very busy downtown. You've got the Chris Kindle Market getting underway at Principal Park starting tomorrow, running through Sunday. Then, of course, we've got a busy weekend with Father Ricardo at the Iowa Event Center Ballroom on Saturday night. But except for tomorrow, not going to be a bad weekend at all for all the events happening around the Des Moines area.
That's correct, Jimmy. We will not have any precipitation. It'll be dry, but tomorrow we're going to see a big change in temperature. It'll be about 25 degrees colder tomorrow than it will be today. So get out and enjoy the sun today. Tomorrow won't be too bad. It'll just be colder. And then the weekend looking pretty good, too. So looking forward to seeing folks Saturday night at the Iowa Event Center, the Grand Ballroom with Father Ricardo. And get your tickets now. I don't know how many are available, because I know it only seats a couple thousand, so I know it's going quick.
Our record is 3,000. That would be a sellout. We're about just under 2,000 or so right now. So we still have plenty of tickets to go, and tickets will be available Saturday as well, coming into the event if you make any of those last-minute decisions.
No, Father Ricardo, and I had a chance to interview him on Iowa Catholic Radio about 10 years ago when he came to Des Moines. He spoke the night before at Hoyt Sherman Place. Now, Hoyt Sherman, you know, it's a respectable crowd that it holds, but this is even larger. This is double the size, if not more. So that's how important this event is and how popular Father Ricardo is. And folks, you have an opportunity to see him. You just have to go online to Iowa Catholic Radio to get your tickets like I did the other day.
Absolutely. Well, there you go. What else do you have? What's Megan telling us?
Yeah, well, telling us we're going to have enjoy the day. Get outdoors, take a walk, whatever. Be outdoors today from the WHO-TV. Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently at the Mercy One studio in Des Moines. Mostly clear skies, 29 degrees. A southeast wind at 5 miles per hour. That feels like temperature at 22 degrees as you wake up on this Thursday, December 5th. And today it'll be mostly sunny, dry. High of 54 degrees here in central Iowa today. Southwest winds, 5 to 15 miles per hour. That all changes tonight. Increasing clouds, wind shifting from the north, overnight low of 28 degrees, and tomorrow partly cloudy and much cooler, high of 37 degrees. On Saturday, windy, partly cloudy, high of 47, and Sunday, partly cloudy and a high of 50 degrees. One thing in common, next 4 days, dry conditions in central Iowa. Well, in the news on this Thursday morning, for the first time in Iowa's history, there are more than 2 million people registered to vote heading into a general election next year. Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate says right now there are over 2 million Iowans registered to vote. And as for how those people are registered, Pate says more than 743,000 Iowans don't claim a political party. He said He says that there are just over 640,000 registered Republicans and just under 614,000 registered Democrats here in the state of Iowa. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Yesterday in AHL hockey, San Antonio defeated the second-place Iowa Wild by the score of 5-1 in San Antonio yesterday morning. Last night, men's college basketball, the Iowa State Cyclones defeated UMKC 79-61 at Hilton Coliseum in Ames in a non-conference game. Cyclones improved their record to 5-3. Last night in women's college basketball in the Big Ten ACC Challenge, the Iowa Hawkeyes defeated Clemson 74-60 at Carver Hawkeye Arena. The Iowa Hawkeye women now with a record of 6-2. And this morning we have women's basketball as the Drake Bulldogs host Waldorf College out of Forest City, and they'll tip it off at 11 o'clock at the Knapp Center in Des Moines. And tonight in women's college basketball, the Iowa State women on the road at Alabama, they'll tip it off at 6 o'clock, part of the Big 12 SEC Challenge. Tonight, NFL begins week number 14. NFL Thursday Night Football has the Dallas Cowboys at the Chicago Bears. They'll kick off at 7:15, televised live on Fox, both teams with records of 6-6. And today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar has swimming and wrestling on the schedule for today. Dowling Boys Swim Team traveling to Mason City today for a 5:30 meet. And in wrestling tonight, Dowling at the Triangular Meet held in Ottumwa. It'll be Dowling, Waukee, and Ottumwa, and they begin wrestling at 5:30 at Ottumwa High School. Today, our next high school basketball broadcast will be tomorrow night right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. We'll have Valley and Dowling from the Dowling Gym tomorrow night. Pregame 6 o'clock. Girls tip off at 6:15. The boys to follow approximately 7:45. We'll have both games tomorrow here on Iowa Catholic Radio. So join me for the call. 6 o'clock from the Dowling Gym as Dowling hosts Valley. Once again, from the Mercy One studio in Des Moines, mostly clear skies, 29 degrees. Southeast wind at 5 miles per hour. Today it'll be mostly sunny and dry conditions. High of 54 degrees with southwest winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Thursday morning John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olson with your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports, our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities, is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Starting to see that slow down as normal, making your way in from the West Mixer to downtown 235. 12 minutes, 8 minutes as you head in from the East Mixer to downtown. We have an accident still working 2nd Avenue at Northwest 52nd Avenue, so that's going to be creating some issues for you in that area. Thanks to BuilderKen Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. BuilderKen has a transparent team, strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, today's saint, he was born in Cappadocia. Sabas is one of the most highly regarded patriarchs among the monks of Palestine and is considered one of the founders of Eastern monasticism. After an unhappy childhood in which he was abused and ran away several times, Sabas finally sought refuge in a monastery. At age 18, he traveled to Jerusalem seeking to learn more about living in solitude. Soon he asked to be accepted as a disciple of a well-known local solitary, though initially he was regarded as too young to live completely as a hermit. Following the death of his mentor, Sabas moved far into the desert near Jericho. There he lived for several years in a cave near the Brook of Cedron. A rope was his only means of access. Wild herbs among the rocks were his food. Occasionally men brought him other food and items, while he had to go a distance for his water. The bishop persuaded a reluctant Sabas, then in his early 50s, to prepare for the priesthood so that he could better serve his monastic community and leadership. Over the years, Sabas traveled throughout Palestine, preaching the true faith and successfully bringing many back to the church. At the age of 91, in a response to a plea from the Patriarch of Jerusalem, Sabas undertook a journey to Constantinople in conjunction with the Samaritan Revolt. He fell ill and soon after his return died at the monastery at Mar Saba. Today, the monastery is still inhabited by the monks of the Eastern Orthodox Church, and Saint Sabas is regarded as one of the most noteworthy figures of early monasticism. So we ask Saint Sabas to pray for us.
Big thanks to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting the saint of the day. Real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. 515-224-1776. 745, John Leonetti in the morning. Mostly sunny today, 54. Down to 28 for a low tonight. We're at 29. I'm Jimmy Olsen and Deacon Tony helping. We're trying to get through a best of the least worst stuff for John Leonetti in the morning, as Dr. Ray would say. And we've still got plenty of more to come, so stick around for that. Thank you to Five Suns Naturescapes Landscape and Design for underwriting John Leonetti in the morning. They are passionate about providing natural solutions while creating a lush and full landscape for their customers. Honesty and integrity come first. 515-493-1060. FiveSunsNaturescapes.com. You're listening to Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. It is John Leonetti in the morning.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Thursday, December 5th. I'm Kelly Metra-Collins. The annual Catholic Charities Holiday Reception, No Room at the Inn, is tomorrow night. This fun event helps Catholic Charities raise money for homeless families in Des Moines. The event is 6 to 8:30 p.m. at the Catholic Pastoral Center and will feature live music, a silent auction, a display of nativities, and much, much more. Go to CatholicCharitiesDM.org and click on events for details and to register. Tune in to Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Bishop Johnson will be visiting with Catholic author, political analyst, and social activist George Weigel, who currently serves as a distinguished senior fellow of the Ethics and Public Policy Center. That interview is tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And speaking of Bishop Johnson, he wants to hear from you. Tell us how you've experienced God working in your life. Just text us at 515-223-1150, and Bishop Johnson may talk about it on an upcoming radio show. Again, just text 515-223-1150 with the hashtag Bishop. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Metra-Collins.
Thank you to R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the morning. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities have unique amenities and award-winning property management. Sierra Point and Country Club Village Apartments in West Des Moines and residents at 62W and Wynwood Apartments in Johnston. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities wants you to love where you live. Learn more at rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com. Find out how you can support Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the morning is provided by Five Suns Naturescapes. Five Suns Naturescapes is a Catholic veteran-owned family company providing premium outdoor landscapes. Extend your living space outdoors with patios, pergolas, fencing, and retaining walls. Outdoor lighting is another way to enjoy your landscaping day and night. Five Suns Naturescapes will spend the time to understand your needs and create your perfect outdoor space. Learn more about Five Suns Naturescapes at FiveSunsNaturescapes.com.
Thank you to Five Sons Naturescapes for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
We are grateful for your prayer and financial support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi, this is Tony Calumet. Would you consider a year-end tax-deductible gift? You have until December 31st for your gift to be used on your 2019 tax return. You can give online at iowacatholicradio.com, through the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, and from the staff, Merry Christmas from Iowa Catholic Radio.
.749 Iowa Catholic Radio, John Leonetti in the morning, Jimmy Olsen, Deacon Tony Valdez doing a best of, or at least the best of the least worst of for John, as Dr. Ray would say. It is 29 now, going to be mostly 71 today, a high of 54, 28, that is going to be the low tonight, and lots of great events happening this weekend. One of those, of course, being Father Ricardo, going to be at the Iowa Event Center in the ballroom on Saturday night with the premiere of The Veil Removed. Tickets are still available with that. It's being presented by Iowa Catholic Radio and Oot Feed'em. If you do not have your tickets, you can get those through the Event Center box office. You can also get the details for that at iowacatholicradio.com. And another big event coming up. This isn't going to be until July, though. John Leonetti, Father Adam, they're going to be leading a trip to South Africa with Blessman International. Space for that is limited. So if you want to be part of that, every year Blessman International leads a team of Central Iowans to share the compassionate heart of Christ with orphans and vulnerable children in South Africa. You can learn more and sign up for the trip with John. You can do that at blessmaninternational.org. Now, you do need to have your application in by the 21st of May so they can get everything going that you need to be ready to go on that trip, and you can help change the life of a child in South Africa. Learn more about that as well at iowacatholicradio.com. Going to try and squeeze in one more interview for John this morning, and I think it was Mike Aquilina. Yeah. Maybe.
We'll welcome in one of our favorites, Mike Aquilina, best-selling author, Catholic speaker, and author of the new book, The Eucharist Foretold, The Lost Prophecy of Malachi. When are you not writing a new book, Mike?
I'd better be writing books all the time, because it's the only thing I do.
My goodness, I love it, man. And this is really fascinating to me, because we're talking about the Oracle of Malachi. What, first and foremost, what is the Oracle of Malachi?
Well, it's Malachi. Malachi is a prophet, so his book is full of oracles. The oracle is just one of the oracle I'm writing about is just one of the statements, one of the lines in his book, and it's the one that we quote in the third Eucharistic prayer. So as Catholics, we're all familiar with it. We're all familiar with it. It's Malachi 1:11. From the rising of the sun to its setting, my name is great among the nations, and in every place incense is offered to my name, and a pure offering, for my name is great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. It's kind of a curious thing, because Malachi there is saying something that would have been a bombshell, it would have been a shocker in his time, and yet we hear it today, and we just hear yada, yada, yada. We don't know about the context, so we don't know about the bombshell, and yet this is something we hear every time that Eucharistic prayer is offered.
You say that the Old Testament, this passage here, sees the imagination of the early church, this passage specifically.
Yes. Yes, that's right. Because it was such a bombshell. It's describing a time when there would be a valid sacrifice, not only on one hill in the city of Jerusalem, because that's the only place where valid sacrifice was offered in the religion of Israel. It's the only place where the Jews could recognize a sacrifice was at the temple in Jerusalem. But Malachi is seeing a time when there would be a valid sacrifice to the God of Israel offered among all the Gentiles from the rising of the sun to its setting, from east to west and through all time. So it's kind of a bombshell that he's announcing, and he's announcing it to the Jews. He's saying that this time is at hand. And remember, Malachi is the last of the prophets of the Old Testament. So he's saying, this is coming. This is coming soon. This is the pure sacrifice that will redeem us. And it was imminent.
This should sound familiar to us as Catholics.
It should. It should, because we know it from the Mass. And it was so shocking to the early Christians, because they were Gentiles, most of them, and yet they were part of this pure sacrifice. It was offered in the Holy Mass. That was their good news that they were bringing to the world, and it was a key part of their apologetic to the Jews. This is why so many of the early the Jews of the time of early Christianity converted to Christianity, because they heard this oracle and they said, "Wow, that was fulfilled in the Mass as it's offered in the Church."
How do you fill an entire book on the prophecy of Malachi, the lost prophecy of Malachi?
Oh, it's easy. I could have filled two books.
Really?
I did it. Oh, yeah, because so many of the ancient fathers had a kind of obsession with this oracle. Wow. It's surprising to you, John, as it was surprising to me as I was reading the fathers, because it doesn't ring the bell for us today, but for them, it was a very important matter that this oracle had been fulfilled in the Church. You know, and it shows the centrality of the Eucharist in the lives and the works of the early fathers, and it shows what we have to recover in our own time for the Church. We live in a time when we're told, you know, that a majority of Catholics just don't get this idea of the real presence. Well, we've got to recover the Eucharistic amazement, to steal a phrase from Pope John Paul II, the Eucharistic amazement that was there in the early fathers. And this oracle of Malachi, that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice would be offered, you know, it sums it up.
What is it about the early Church that just makes you so on fire?
Well, you know, you read the fathers and you see the odds they were up against. They were a minority, and the practice of the Christian faith was a capital crime. It was punishable by execution and torture, not necessarily in that order, but they were still emboldened to go out and proclaim the good news and convert the world. They faced a hostile pagan world, a world that was cruel, a world that had no sense of human dignity, and they converted it. They converted it to the gospel. And we face similar challenges today, only not as bad. So we can look to them and we can find inspiration. We can find ideas for approaching this kind of hostile environment and changing it.
All right, 7:56, John Leonetti in the morning, Jimmy Olson and Deacon Tony trying to do the best we can. We want to remind you again, tickets still available for Father Ricardo Saturday night, Iowa Event Center Grand Ballroom. You can pick those up through the Event Center box office. It's presented by Ute Feedem and Iowa Catholic Radio. Also, the premiere of The Veil Removed, Father Ricardo, Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Doors are going to open at 6. Looking forward for a great night for that. You can pray with us the Rosary, 5:30 a.m., 9:30 a.m., and 9:30 p.m. The Angels at 6 a.m., the Divine Mercy Chaplet, weekdays at 3. Deacon Tony?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us to protect us and to bring us to His everlasting life. Amen.
Make it a great day. I'm Jimmy Olson, along with Deacon Tony Valdez. Friends, be confident in Christ's mercy and in His love.
We never will run dry. So living water flowing through. God, we thirst for more of You. Fill our hearts and flood our souls.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.